Welcome to this AAT podcast on the Construction Industry Scheme, where I will provide an update on the not-so-new Construction Industry Scheme, which is now into its third year of operation. The new scheme was launched on Good Friday, the 6th of April 2007, as the third Construction Industry Tax Deduction Scheme. And that is the important point to be remembered, especially for our contractor clients. That is that it is a tax deduction scheme. And of course, any failure to deduct and pay over the correct amount of tax can leave our clients in a difficult position. The first Construction Industry Tax Deduction Scheme was introduced a long time ago in 1972 to combat the avoidance of income tax and national insurance contributions by a self-employed workforce that was paid gross, and many of whom were not declared in their income and paying UK taxes. In the 21st century, we still have a lot of migrant workers coming to the UK to work in the industry where this exposure could still exist if it were not for the tax deduction scheme. That original scheme and the current scheme were therefore designed to ensure that a contractor would make a deduction of tax when making a payment to a subcontractor under a contract relating to what is known as construction operations. The tax deducted is meant to cover the subcontractor's liability to income tax plus any Class 2 and Class 4 national insurance contributions that may be due from the subcontractor. The contractor, who is the person making the payment for the construction work, is responsible for making the correct amount of tax deduction and for paying over that amount of tax to HMRC, normally on a monthly basis. Contractors are often limited companies, but could also be a partnership or a sole trader. It might also be a joint venture company involving two construction businesses, or perhaps a construction business and someone providing the finance for the joint venture. The contractor is not always a construction company and could be another business, such as a property developer, who engages a main contractor as subcontractor to do the work. The subcontractor might be a limited company, a partnership, or a sole trader, and may then further subcontract the work to other businesses or individuals further down the supply chain. Each of these businesses have to register for the Construction Industry Scheme and operate the scheme as it relates to their business. Subcontractors have always been able to apply to HMRC and the old Inland Revenue to be paid gross without having deductions from the payments they receive. Such an application is subject to satisfying certain conditions for exemption from deduction, which is now known as gross payment status. Obtaining and retaining that gross payment status is one of the major concerns of AAT members, and rightly so, which is why I will discuss that in this podcast. The first two schemes relied on exemption certificates as proof that tax deductions were not necessary, also monthly vouchers as evidence of the payments, and tax deducted, and there were also annual CIS returns. These have all gone under the current scheme and have been replaced with two rates of tax deduction, a verification process to establish the tax payment status of the subcontractor, and monthly CIS 300 returns to replace the old vouchers and the annual returns. HMRC has introduced a new penalty structure to enforce compliance with the new CIS rules, and AAT members working in the construction industry scheme and advising clients in the industry need to be mindful of these penalties and their likely effect on a subcontractor's gross payment status.